Innocent before proven guilty is not what the U.S. and its allies go by, especially when it comes to Russia and Syria. In another case of a chemical attack, before gathering the evidence, the U.S. has blamed Russia, the Syrian government, even holding Iran somewhat responsible for the attack, and has threatened retaliation. In this debate, we're going to ask whether the U.S., who is keen on withdrawing from Syria, is being kept there through this attack, and what reaction an American strike or strikes we may expect from Russia. Press TV's Colin Campbell from Washington joins us, Washington, D.C., joins us to first tell us what's going on. I know there's a lot going on in Washington, Colin, but tell us now it's approaching the 48-hour deadline that Trump was threatening to incur some kind of retaliation. We haven't seen anything yet. What can you tell us about that?
Well, we know right now that Trump is definitely seeking the advice of those around him, particularly those of John Bolton, who just came on board. And Bolton is known as a more hawkish member of Trump's cabinet, one that would toe the line if Trump were to intercede with a military strike. Now, of course, Trump was very critical of President Obama when Obama talked about Syria crossing a particular line, that red line of no return. Trump was very critical of the president in that, and many are wondering whether or not this president will try to retaliate in some type of way. Now, again, what he's doing is he's listening to his advisors right now. Many are looking at how he's going to carry out any type of operation, especially looking at very limited options here. He came out bold saying that if a line was crossed, he would retaliate. Americans' taste for war right now is very low. Trump himself has originally said that he really did not want any extra military operations by the U.S. carried out. However, he does have hawkish members of his administration around him feeding whatever lines that he's going to say to media next. Many people criticize the president for saying that, for believing that he would carry out whatever the last person talked to him about was. So some people are nervous about whether or not he will indeed retaliate or increase military action in the area.
Thank you very much for that. We appreciate it. That's the correspondent there, Colin Campbell. Let's bring in some analysis. Our guests for this edition of the debate, publisher and editor at Politics First, Marcus Papadopoulos, joins us from London. And we have the columnist at The Hill, Brent Podolsky, also joins us from Washington, D.C. Gentlemen, welcome. Brent Podolsky, let me start with you. So we're looking at another chemical attack. And it's an incident where obviously it needs to be noted that there are obviously people who have died. But putting that aside, why is it that the U.S. seems to be very keen on retaliation after blaming Russia for this incident, even holding Iran responsible and the Syrian government without any evidence being shown? And mind you that today Syria and Russia have come out and said, we are open to an investigation. Why is the U.S. so keen to put that aside and make threats of retaliation, in particular the U.S. President Donald Trump?
Well, first of all, the United States is far from alone in believing those things. The United States is joined by many countries in Europe and in the Middle East as well. As this thing unfolds, I think that'll be very clear, even more than it is today. And it's already clear today. There have been statements out of Europe that have been very close to what President Trump has said. So I think it's not an issue of jumping to conclusions. It's an issue of the international experts that have so far weighed in. They strongly believe it was done by Syria. It was done by Bashar Assad. It was done with Russian support. It was done in line with other things that they've done that I've talked about at length on American television, on press TV, on Russia TV, personally. So I think it's at a point now where it's very dangerous. I do expect President Trump to engage in some form of military retaliation that I suspect is being planned right now and will probably be supported by a number of other nations. I think there will probably be a move towards sanctions of some kind. We'll have to see what happens. And I think when there is a reaction, it'll be supported by many Democrats in Congress as well as Republicans, depending on what the reaction is. But I think it's time for the civilized world and the decent world to say no more. And I think everyone, and I would hope that Iran would join this to condemn the chemical weapons mass murder of Muslim babies, Muslim women, Muslim children. and vow that whoever they believe is responsible should be punished, and not to take the position that it didn't happen or that it was nobody's fault or to try to pin it on somebody else. I think the evidence is pretty clear about that, and whether our other guest agrees or not, I think most Americans from both parties agree with what I just said. Most Europeans from most parties agree with what I just said, and the policy that's going to come next will be fairly close to what I just said.
Okay, without hearing our guest Marcus Papadopoulos, you heard Brent Podolsky saying whether you agree or not. So why don't you tell him your viewpoint?
Well, there was nothing of value from what your guest just said. The world is on the edge of an abyss because the Americans and their allies are absolutely intent on strengthening their dominance of the Middle East, even if that means provoking a conflict with Russia, which could quickly escalate into a nuclear war, which would engulf the entire planet, which could potentially speaking destroy mankind. Now, the allegation by the Americans and their allies that the Syrian government used chemical weapons in Douma is a very, very serious one. And I welcome the decision by the Russian and Syrian governments to invite inspectors from the OPCW. That is the responsible thing to do. That is in line with international law. But regrettably, the Americans and their allies, principally the British, have appointed themselves as judge, jury, and executioner. They have not provided any evidence whatsoever to corroborate their assertion that the Syrian government used chemical weapons. Their source, their only source, is the White Helmets. The White Helmets are portrayed by London and Washington as emergency workers, as humanitarian workers. The reality is that they are a propaganda outfit and they are Islamist Wahhabist terrorists themselves. No court of law in the world would rely on the evidence of the White Helmets. It would not be deemed admissible. So we need to be extremely cautious about what the Americans and the British are saying. Another point is that at the beginning of 2014, United Nations chemical weapons inspectors confirmed to the world that Syria had destroyed its chemical weapons stockpile. Now that was, as I said, confirmed by the United Nations chemical weapons inspectors. So if, and I emphasize if, chemical weapons were used in Douma, and there is no evidence so far to corroborate them, but if they were used, then we can say this, that the Syrian government was not behind their deployment. Therefore, the finger of blame is at the various Islamist Wahhabist terrorist groups who are trying to bring the Americans in to this conflict.
And that point right there, Brent Podolsky, is something that is being leveled against this Saudi-backed group, Jaish al-Islam, that perhaps this is their way of wanting America to get involved. Why should people conclude that, and why is there any reason not to reach that conclusion?
Well, the reason not to reach that conclusion is there are a lot of people who have spoken out publicly who know a lot about this, who have said very clearly that they believe it came from Syria, from Bashar Assad, who has used chemical weapons before. You know, what's really interesting, when I heard my colleague here make his defense of Russia and his defense of Assad from London, I didn't hear one word of outrage, condemnation, or compassion for the Muslim babies, Muslim children, and Muslim women that were killed by a cruel, sick, and illegal chemical weapons attack. They didn't even exist. They weren't even part of his talking points coming from Moscow to make his excuses for what everybody knows happened. Now, I'll repeat this again. He can have whatever view he likes. It is not the United States alone. It is not the United States and Britain alone. If he thinks that, he doesn't know anything about Europe. There are a lot of countries in Europe and in the Middle East who agree with the United States about that. President Trump does not want to have bad relations with Russia. He's been trying to improve them. I don't agree with everything he's done in some ways, but that's what he wants. He doesn't want to extend in Syria. He wants to get out. I don't think that's going to happen the way he said it. I think he'll move away from that. But what I'd like to hear from everyone involved, including the gentleman in London, at least some compassion, some anger, some outrage, some disgust against the killing of Muslim women, Muslim children, Muslim babies by chemical weapons. I didn't hear one word from him about that. And that's the difference between him and me.
Marcus Papadopoulos.
Well, I won't take any words of advice from someone like the guest in New York, because simply he just reflects what the American government stands for in the world. Deceit, deception, double standards. This is a man who cares.
Are you even outraged at all by this murder?
That Saudis have
You're still not expressing outrage.
He talks about
Shame
women,
on you.
Children and babies being killed, but he says nothing whatsoever about the brutal war that Saudi Arabia has been prosecuting in Yemen since 2015. And they are only able to prosecute that horrific war against humanity because of the arms supplies that come from his wretched country. Now, he talks about how the world opinion is on the side of the Americans. Well, perhaps he could elaborate on that. Perhaps he could, number one, cite these countries who are overwhelmingly supportive of the American argument that the Syrian government used chemical weapons. Secondly, where is the evidence? How does he know? I am not saying that chemical weapons were not used in Douma. We have seen some very graphic, very disturbing images. But what I am saying is that unless there is a full, thorough, and impartial investigation by the OPCW in Douma, then we cannot cast any conclusions. And the other point is that the most basic, the most fundamental arguments against unilateral action being taken by the Americans and their allies against Syria is that it would contravene international law and the United Nations Charter. No country in the world is above international law. No country is above the United Nations. So quite frankly, I think the gentleman in New York really needs to take a reality check and stop being a press release for the American government, because that is all your words amount to.
We're going to go with this emotional two-minute deal that Brent Podolsky, you brought into the picture. While I'm looking here, and I can't show this to you, at two children who were killed yesterday in Yemen by the Saudi bombardment. These children here that I'm looking at are burnt. I'm guessing they're about 4 or 5 years old. So, you know, on that side, we can talk about compassion and humanity. But here, we're talking about a war
I'll talk about it right now. I have opposed certain parts of what the Saudis have done in Yemen. I've said that here. I said that in the United States. I've said that everywhere. I oppose that. I am against the killing of innocent women, children, and babies, wherever they are, by whomever does it. I'm against all of it. And I don't know, but I still, even now, all I heard from the gentleman in London, who, by the way, I'm in D.C., although I'm from New York. I wish I were up there right now. But all I heard was propaganda about who's to fault, who's not to fault. I didn't hear any outrage, whether it's in, let me finish, and then you can go back. Let me finish, and then when I'm done, you can return to your talking points from Moscow.
Okay, you're both talking at the same time.
I want to hear some degree of outrage, anger, and disgust, and compassion. And if you keep talking over me, I'm not going to stop talking until I'm finished. Do you understand that?
1 second, Marcus Papadopoulos. 1 second. Brent Podolsky, go ahead. Thank you.
Would you like me to list every country that agrees with what I just said? We can make
Please
this a two-hour show and we can discuss
Please
it.
Do.
You want to tell a big lie on
Please
press TV,
do.
Say that it's all an American propagandist.
Please
there
do.
Are countries and decent people all over the
Please
world
do.
That are against this. There are people who have condemned the crimes of Bashar Assad from all over the world. You haven't. You can do your talking points
Please,
from Moscow
you cite
and your
those
excuses
countries.
For Bashar Assad, but it's
cite
not the United
countries.
States alone. You can repeat that as many
cite
times as you want. A majority of people
so,
in the Middle East agree with me that you don't
okay.
want to be killing Muslim women, Muslim children, and Muslim babies with chemical weapons.
All right, we
you don't understand that. They do.
You are not a chemical weapon.
7 minutes is
inspector.
Left to the program. Marcus Papadopoulos to you. Let's look at the military, perhaps, approach that Donald Trump has advocated. He's going to take the 48 hours is almost up. Nothing has happened yet. But let's backtrack. There was an Israeli attack on Syria once again at an airbase in which there were a number of Iranian personnel that were killed. Now, this seems to have been brushed to the side, even though the reports that Israel got the green light from the U.S. to do this. What is the plan of action by the U.S.? Because they are saying, many, that Trump needs to take a more assertive and wider strike on Syria as opposed to the one he did last year, instead of just one strike, that it's going to be more expanded. Do you think that's the approach Trump is going to take?
Well, I suspect that because of Donald Trump's reckless, dangerous, and idiotic tweets, that he has put himself and the rest of the American government into a corner. And that I suspect some sort of action will be taken against Syria, either military action or non-military action, because Mr. Trump, who evidently suffers from a huge inferiority complex, will say this to himself: if he doesn't act, then the world will perceive him as being weak, as indecisive and ineffective. And all that Donald Trump cares about in this world is himself first and foremost. So I do believe there will be some sort of attack. But really, what we have to take into consideration is how will Russia respond? Because the Russians are ensuring that Islamist Wahhabist terrorism, the very people, ideologically speaking, who carried out those terrible attacks in Washington and New York in 2001, are now being defeated. And of course, we know that the Americans and the British have been supporting Islamist Wahhabist terrorist groups in Syria. Mr. Putin, or the Russian government, has said that there will be grave consequences should there be an American military strike on Syria. Mm-hmm. Well, if the Russians don't respond, then their credibility will be weakened in the world.
Uh-huh.
And people will be saying to themselves, well, if they don't act now, then the Americans will carry out another strike in 6 months' time, in a year's time. So Russia really has to respond to any illegal American aggression.
It's very interesting, Brent Podolsky, because they have taken a more assertive approach. Putin has, and his team. And in particular, what was interesting, Brent Podolsky, is the fact that for the first time, I think, with all the airstrikes that Israel has conducted, Vladimir Putin came out and criticized Israel for that and cautioned Israel. Why do you think that what does that mean, that Vladimir Putin for the first time has done that? And what type of counter-reaction may we see from Russia?
Well, I think what you'll see from Russia will depend on what happens from the U.S. and other countries. I do want to note, though, that when my colleague here in London just said that Trump did it because he has an inferiority complex, and if he doesn't react, all the world will say he should have. I rest my case. He just admitted I was right. It's not the U.S. alone. You heard it from him. All the world was his phrase.
That was a figure of speech. I don't know how your crystal ball deduces that.
Well, I'm just quoting you. If you can't handle that, I can't debate you.
You've got to
stand up for what you believe. If you want to take it back,
you did say a few moments ago you would cite the countries in the world.
Why don't you admit you shouldn't have said it if you
want to? You still haven't done that. Tell everyone listening to this debate.
I just quoted you. I just quoted your own words.
The Syrian government used chemical weapons. Tell us. If you can't tell us, then keep your mouth closed.
Brent Podolsky, tell us.
You just said all the world 2 minutes ago. All the world wants Trump to act. And he'll look as though he has an inferiority complex. You said all the world. I stand with all the world that you just quoted.
Make a list of these countries which have said that. Tell us.
Go ahead.
You can talk Russian propaganda to yourself. I'm not going to get into that. You just said all the world thinks Trump should act.
You
just said that yourself.
Okay. We got 2 minutes left. We got 2 minutes left. Let me start with you. Let me start with you, Brent Badowski. We've got 2 minutes left, so I'm going to give you the next to the last question. What is the strategy that the U.S. has when it comes to Trump, Brent Badowski? Because he said just last week, we want to pull out of Syria. Let it be. We spent $7 trillion in the Middle East.
I don't believe.
But then
we're going to pull out of Syria.
But he made the statement where he says, countries in the region, in particular Saudi Arabia, if they want us there, they got to pay up. That doesn't quite make sense. And then the Pentagon coming out saying Trump, that's a misstatement. What is up with Trump and the Middle East and Syria in particular?
No, I think he now probably believes he shouldn't have made that statement about getting out, and I would predict that will not be our policy. We're not going to do a massive escalation. Here's what I think happens in brief. One, a targeted military response in some way, aiming to not kill women and children and civilians, aiming to not kill any Russians, but a strong targeted military response followed by probably sanctions against Russia and economic action towards Syria. I think it won't be a major escalation, but I do think it'll be a strong response. I do think it'll be not long term, but something that would make the statement that needs to be made. And I think it'll be supported by many countries across Europe and the Middle East and around the world.
Okay.
Like the colleague in London said, all the world wants us to act. He was right about that, even though he hates that he said it.
Very well. Marcus Papadopoulos, tell us, is the U.S. trying to send Vladimir Putin a message by if they were to act aggressively and do strikes in Syria? Because you can see what happened in the UK with the Skripal case. It seems like they're sending a message to Putin. They want Russia to keep to Moscow and not expand itself. That is one take. What is your take?
Well, first of all, I would urge people watching this debate to ignore every word that has come from Washington. It is another dreadful performance, a shockingly appalling performance from this so-called analyst. Ultimately, the American involvement in Syria is about trying to end Russian influence and power in the Middle East, to try and weaken Iranian influence and power in the Middle East, to take away Israel's archenemy, which of course is Syria. And by achieving all those three objectives, Hezbollah would become a spent force. Do I believe there will be some sort of American strike on Syria? Regrettably, I do. But This is the thing to look out for. How will Russia respond? If Russia does not respond with military action, then its credibility will be in tatters and the door will be open for further American direct intervention in Syria.
We're going to leave it there. Thank you, publisher and editor of Politics First, Marcus Papadopoulos. And thank you, Brent Badowski, columnist at The Hill. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Debate.
Thank you.
Romy Kovatawe and the entire team of the Capitol Tehran is goodbye.